We are pleased to have in studio Mr. John Hoagland. He is with Lower Valley Energy. John, thanks for coming on and speaking with us today.
Well, thank you and good morning, Dal.
Well, first off, we've got a meeting coming up, a meeting about the solar farm public meeting. There's a solar farm they're talking about putting in. Tell us about this process and how people can come and attend this meeting.
Sure, Dal. So, yep, as you said, tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the Thane Community Center, we'll be having an open house to talk about the solar farm that we're looking to build just outside of Bedford. And so it'll be a chance for the public to ask questions and get information about the project. Jim Webb, our president and CEO, will be there to talk a little bit about the power supply strategy that we have at Lower Valley and kind of what we're looking for in the future and how this project fits in it. And of course, I'll be there as a project manager to answer specific questions about the project.
Now, John, one of the things when people talk to me about things like a solar farm, solar panel farm, things like that, they say, really? Here in Star Valley or Western Wyoming, we're not exactly known worldwide for our sun. So explain that to us and how that works and how this project can be successful.
Sure. Well, believe it or not, you know, solar is kind of a global phenomenon. They've got solar facilities in Antarctica. They've got them in Scandinavia. They've got them in Alaska and every place in between. And so as far as a cold climate like we have and the wonderful weather that we're experiencing, it's old news to solar. The other thing, too, that's really interesting, Dal, is that this project, we're going to use what they call bifacial panels. So not only will the panels pick up the sunlight on the top of the panel, but they actually will pick up the reflection of the sunlight on the bottom of the panel. So as you know, right, that snow can really reflect a lot of sunlight.
Wow, and I wasn't even aware of that. That's really neat. Tell us a little bit more about this proposed solar farm that they're trying to put in Bedford, and you have a meeting coming up tomorrow if people want to attend and learn more.
Sure, and you know, this is what we call a community solar project, which means for those folks who don't want to invest the money to put solar panels on their house, or maybe you're a renter and you can't put solar on the house, but you wish that you could so you can get that bill credit that we give our net metering customers. So this is a chance for folks like that to participate in solar without actually having to build and own solar themselves.
Now, this meeting taking place tomorrow on Tuesday, and this will be taking place at the Thane Community Center. It's at 6 o'clock, and it lasts about an hour, correct?
That's right. That's right.
So what can people expect if they attend this meeting, John?
So Jim will kick off by talking, like I say, a little bit about the project and about Lower Valley's power supply strategy. Everybody's heard about, you know, the AI and data centers and Bitcoin mining and how that's affecting the power supply here in the West. And he'll talk a little bit about that and how this project fits in it. And then I'll do a little bit on the project specifics, and then we'll open it up to the audience members and they can just ask us whatever questions they have.
Speaking with John Hoagland with Lower Valley Energy, John, also, you know, we've had folks on with LVE on our show a lot of different times and talked about how it's always generally the lowest prices of electricity in the nation, things like that. So the solar panel project, how does it go from being stored, and how does that impact the whole process of Lower Valley Energy here in the region?
Sure. Well, you know, the nice thing about where we're looking to build the project is right across the road from our Bedford substation. So we'll be able to tie it in to the grid that's down here in Star Valley, where as long as it's producing, it'll be pumping those kilowatt hours out onto the grid and out to everybody here in Star Valley.
And you talk about a lot of the new different projects, especially Wyoming, as you said, a lot of really energy hungry type of projects coming into Wyoming, data centers and AI and Bitcoin and mining and those types of things. How is the energy grid in your opinion? How things are going in Western Wyoming and for Lower Valley Energy?
Well, you know, we're connected over into BPA, that's the Bonneville Power Administration, where we get the bulk of our power from. And definitely in the West, you know, we're starting to see more and more usage and not enough new construction, not enough new units being built to supply power. So, you know, you mentioned our low pricing. You know, as time goes on, unless projects get built, unless we have more supply, then that's just going to drive prices up. So we're doing everything we can to keep our prices low.
Of course, one of those projects is this one we're talking about right here. This is, there's a meeting for a solar farm that is being proposed in the Bedford area. And there's a public meeting taking place tomorrow on Tuesday in Thane at the Thane Community Center. Again, that's from 6 to 7 on Tuesday at the Thane Community Center. John, anything I haven't touched on, anything, any other details or anything you'd like to add as we talk about this?
No, that's great, Dal. Thank you very much.
Again, been speaking with John Hoagland with Lower Valley Energy. John, thank you so much for coming in and giving us some information. I had no idea about that whole double panel or the double reflection thing. I learned all kinds of stuff today.
You're welcome, Dal. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.